Week 5. Broken-hearted God. When we get what we wanted, and it's awful. Our chapters in Hosea today continue to call out to God's people then and now. God wants the best for us. He also knows where sin can take us. It's awful. Why do we persist to burn it down and sit in the wreckage? It's sin at work, plain and simple. Chapter 11 reveals God's feeling more than any other in this mighty book. Like Dr. Garrett said, it's the vexation of a broken heart. I don't have children, but I can imagine how it must feel to raise a child in tenderness and affection, teaching them to walk and feeding them when they were dependent on the gentle hand of a loving parent. If that child that was so dearly loved grew up and turned his back on that loving parent to go as far away from them as he could into harmful and dangerous places filled with immoral relationships that are vile, to be abused and mistreated, that would have to hurt a parent's heart like nothing else. Listen to God speak here about His people. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they were called, the more they went away. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning offerings to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of kindness, with bands of love. My people are bent on turning away from me, and though they call out to the Most High, He shall not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my burning anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in my wrath. Hosea 11, 1 through 4, 7 through 9. These passages bring tears to my eyes. God loves us so much. Do you see the back and forth feelings expressed? As he showed his burning love for his people then, so he says the same to his people today in Christ. There are many who grew up around the things of God in their youth, going to church and participating in church activities, who then left their faith behind after college to pursue a relationship or to try to deal with emotional scars that they could not reconcile. There are countless reasons why people turn their backs on God, some of them deeply felt and some of them not. In these words from Hosea, we see how God feels about it. His heart breaks. I'm reminded of a verse in 2 Peter in the New Testament about the patient and tender love of God. Quote, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Close quote. Chapter 3, verse 9. The people Peter was writing to were wondering when Jesus was going to return at the end of all things. God's desire for none to perish is highlighted. His love for his whole creation is brought to the forefront. He earnestly calls out to those who don't yet know him to come home in Christ, and for those who have wandered away to return. We can read today's headlines, observe the violence done in the world, and see how people use and abuse one another. We can see how we can worship the things we make with our own hands and forget God. We may wonder why he should love us at all. No matter what is going on in our lives, the one thing we can hold on to is that God loves us and sent his Son to die for us, that through him we can turn our backs on broken and sinful ways and find peace in him. We can be made new through Christ Jesus and not be separated from God anymore. Hosea brings us right to Calvary as God expresses his profound love for you and me that finds its fullest expression in the sacrifice of Jesus to save us. Hosea is bitter and beautiful, much like the cross. Take his word for it. Sadly, chapter 13 of Hosea is one of the hardest to read in the whole Bible. The people of God would rather snuggle up to dominant and cruel kingdoms because they loved wealth, lust, and the trappings of power. God pulled back the curtain to show them what was coming if things didn't change. The very kingdoms that they turned to would be the very ones who would wreck them. What a horrible and brutal picture God painted here. Sometimes when we get what we want, it's awful because our brokenness drove our desires. Listen to God. Take his word for it. Sin feels great for a season, but there is such a cost at the end. The dominion of darkness is no place to go looking for anything at all. God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think through Christ at work in us. Ephesians 3:20. Hosea says clearly to us today to stop looking for things that do not satisfy and cost everything in the end. Come home to God. Let him pour out his love on you and fill you up himself. What a great book Hosea is. No wrong answers, discussion questions. Number one, the call of God in Hosea is for his people to come home to him. Sadly, God's people in Hosea's day sought their identity from the powerful nations around them that would later be the very ones that would destroy them. What do you think distracts us today from the call of God to return to him as his children, as a church, and as a nation? Number two, Hosea chapter 10 shows how God's people's heart is false. Hosea 10:2, and the choices that followed led to personal and national ruin. The times were going to get so bad for the people in Hosea's time because of their inside-out rejection of God that they would later, quote, say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. The destruction of war was on the horizon. Jesus referenced this verse on his way to Calvary after stumbling underneath the weight of his cross. Read Luke 23:26-30. Why do you think Jesus used this verse here in speaking to the people there? What was Jesus warning them and us about? Number three, are you thankful that God not only guides us in the paths of peace, but that he also warns us about where sin can lead if we turn away? Number four, does this encourage you to pray for and speak to someone you know and love who is on the wrong road? What would you say to them?